Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yesterday, I think we've got to start with the AFC championship game. Well, that's the one that came down to the wire. That's the one with a million storylines. Yeah. It is starting to feel a little bit like, at least to me, and other people have said this as well, but like those old Colts-Patriots rivalries with Peyton and Brady. And Josh Allen and the Bills have been doing amazing things, but they just keep running into the same brick wall that is the Chiefs, and it's rather amazing to watch.
Well, they're the Karl Malone right now and the Utah Jazz of the NFL. And you look at how many legacies were ruined by Michael Jordan, or how many legacies were ruined by Tom Brady that you didn't get your Super Bowl, or those Dallas Cowboy teams, right? I mean, those Buffalo Bill teams that went to four Super Bowls and never won one, and kind of ran into those Cowboy teams that were really, really stinking good. And, you know, this idea, too, that the Bills can't beat the Chiefs.
They did it like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, they can beat the Chiefs. They just haven't in the postseason.
Yeah.
But most of these games have been, you know, by an inch or two. So this idea that Buffalo can't get over the hump, or that they never will get over the hump, or that they need to do something drastic. This is like when you remember you would watch like the old G.I. Joe cartoons or any sort of thing, and like the evil guy would have this plot to take over the world, and he comes this close, right? And then he never tries it again.
Right.
You're like, why not go back to the plan that just about worked?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Buffalo. I've heard a lot today about how Buffalo needs to do this and Buffalo needs to do that, and they've got to do something dramatic and shake it up. I say, why? Like, Buffalo is right there. I mean, a couple years ago, they had it beat. There was 17 seconds left?
Yep.
And they couldn't get it done. The truth of the matter is, Buffalo is a really, really good team, and Josh Allen is a phenomenal MVP level quarterback. And the truth of the matter is, they just keep running into the best team we've seen since the New England Patriots, the best organization we've seen since the New England Patriots. And they're running into arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. And Steve Spagnuolo, who does not get the credit he deserves, but someone brought this up and I thought it was a great point. How many things have to go right in order for you to have like a dynasty like this? If Spags had never gotten that job and flamed out when he got his chance coaching the Giants, right, and that thing was a disaster, or if he was younger, Spags would have been gone years ago. The fact that he's older and is a retread, he is allowed to stay. Like, look at like Aaron Glenn. You're telling me Aaron Glenn is a better defensive coordinator than Steve Spagnuolo? No, he's not. But he's young and he's energetic and we haven't seen it before, and he's going to get a crack at it.
Yeah.
And the Lions lost both their coordinators, and the Chiefs don't. One, they have the Andy Reid offense, so it's always going to be there.
As long as he's there, that's going to be fine.
Exactly. And that's the same thing with Bill and his defense in New England.
Yep.
And then on the offensive side of things, or on the defensive side of things, they have Spags, who just, I'm telling you, as great as Patrick Mahomes is, and look, he wins this one. He's already in the conversation. Like, it's Brady, and I think it's fair if you want to throw out Mahomes. It's the greatest start to a career we've ever seen.
Well, they just said last night last night's win, that was his 17th playoff win in just his first 17 seasons.
Yes.
That's the second most all-time behind Brady. It puts him past Montana already.
Realize that at this point, the floor of Patrick Mahomes' career, the lowest it can get is an overtime loss in the AFC Championship game. He has been a starting quarterback for 7 years. He has lost twice in the playoffs, or excuse me, three times in the playoffs. Once in the Super Bowl with no offensive line, which, by the way, he single-handedly almost kept him in that game. And then he's lost twice to Tom Brady and Joe Burrow in overtime in the AFC title game.
Yep.
That is the floor of his career. I'm sorry. I don't, whatever you think of Kansas City, and believe me, my national nightmare continues. I was all on board the Josh Allen stuff. You cannot deny at this point the greatness of Kansas City. And it really is three parts. It is Andy Reid, four parts, because it's Andy Reid. It's Spags, who I think has the last two titles are more on Spags than they are on Pat Mahomes. That defense carried them to the last two championships, and then it's Mahomes' magic. And then I think you throw in the fact that their front office, their ability to find players and revamp that defense,
yeah.
and keep it, whether it's finding McDuffie, whether it's getting Bolton, whether it's drafting Karlaftis and putting these pieces in place.
Karlaftis has been so good, by the way.
Revamping their offensive line. You know, finding Xavier Worthy, who this year you kind of thought was going to be their deep threat, and it kind of seemed like he was a little bit of a bust. And then as the year went on, he wasn't their deep guy. He just became a gadget guy, but he became a huge part of their offense. Mm-hmm. The retreads of you know, whether it's Juju Smith-Schuster or Hopkins, they just have done this phenomenal job.
They get a little something out of it. Like, they can squeeze a little bit of juice out of something that seems like it's kind of done and dead, and
yes,
then they're great at finding the new up-and-comers, and then they figure out the cap stuff somehow. Yes.
And then you have just the true greatness that is Pat Mahomes. And despite all of that, Buffalo is two suspect calls and just... I want to give Kansas City credit, but it's inept short yardage plays. There's no excuse for Buffalo not to be able to get a yard. And so with all the other stuff that happened to the Bills, and I hate buying into the narrative of officials and all that. You know me, over 20 years, I try not to sit here and say officials cost anyone games, because I think that's the most simplistic way to do it. But I do get why people get frustrated, because it does feel like every time there's a close call, it goes Kansas City's way. I'm stunned that on replay, the Worthy catch was ruled a catch. It hit the ground.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that the Kincaid, I'm not even mad about the Josh Allen first down, which he clearly got.
That was the hardest one to see.
Kincaid got the first down of the play before.
That seemed easy to see.
There always seems to be something, and maybe it's just that when you're that good, luck finds your way, right? Like, it's just when you're that prepared and you're that good and you don't make mistakes. I mean, that first turnover that they had was the fluky one. They say that was like the first turnover they've had in, like, you know, it was like 80, 90 possessions. Like, they don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
They don't make mistakes. They're fundamentally sound. They don't get fooled on things. And so I don't want to root for Kansas City. I can't just sit up here and say that it was refs or that it's
or the Bills blowing it or something. I mean,
Kansas City is just the most buttoned down organization, and they win in the margins. And that's maybe the frustrating part, is it's not like you're just getting your ass kicked by this superior entity that you can't compete against. You just get beat by a team that's cleaner, sharper, and wins in the margins. And it feels like you're there. It feels like you're going to kick the football. You're Charlie Brown, and they just pull the rug out from underneath you.
One stat before we go to break, and then we'll pick up more of this matchup, some crucial plays, some crucial calls. But Mahomes has played in 20 playoff games. In 11 of them, he won and never trailed going into the fourth.
Yeah.
The other nine, he trailed in the fourth quarter and came back to win six of them. And in the other three, in one of them, he forced OT and never got the ball. In the other, he forced OT and ended up losing. Like, as you mentioned, one of those was to Joe Burrow. One of those was to Tom Brady. It's unbelievable. Yes. what he's done.
It's the greatest start to a career, maybe in any sport. And if they finish it off, he'll have done something that no one has ever done. And that'll be four Super Bowls in 7 years. And, I mean, look, it's not seven for Tom, but he's 29 years old. Like, he's got another decade of this. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed to hit him. So yep. He's, you know, and he's extremely healthy and durable. He ain't going anywhere. And, by the way, this is probably the worst version of Kansas City. And yet they still won 14, 15 games, and here they are again. And if this version of it wins, throw up your hands, then maybe you just can't beat them. Maybe it's just that good.